Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Financing Your Business Today. I'm Tim Jacquet, your host. Our topic today is search engine marketing, content writing for websites, press releases, and articles. Our special guest today is Byron White, CEO at Idea Launch. If you have any questions, we invite you to call in at 347-324-3460, 347-324-3460. Or you can pose a question in the chat room, and I'll read it to Byron on the air. We do ask you, if you do call in, is to press 1 to indicate you have a question and to turn on your radio so we'll get any feedback. So without further ado, Byron, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Great. Let's, I guess to begin with, why don't we talk about trying to tell us about yourself.
So in 1 minute or less, I could probably talk for several hours about the journey that I've had. I've started a couple companies and been in the dot-com world here for about 12 years. And but yeah, it's we're onto something super hot right now, namely writeraccess.com. It's one of our three services at Idea Launch, which is sort of the hub, if you will, for a number of different services that we offer customers that all relate to content marketing, which is really my forte, and what I help people with, ranging from small to medium-sized businesses to large Fortune 10 companies. Content marketing is sort of my thing, and that's what I'm focused on.
Okay. Kind of give us an idea about content marketing. Why is it so prevalent in the marketplace today?
Well, you know, content marketing is really the fuel for inbound marketing and social media and really communication as we know it. One of my favorite quotes is Seth Godin in a wonderful book he wrote called The Purple Cow is, you know, the only marketing left is content marketing. And content marketing is really defined as, you know, listening to the wants and needs of your customers and delivering it to them in a compelling way. So content marketing is, of course, creating content, but it's much more than that. It's learning about, you know, the wants and needs of customers and developing, you know, content plans and, of course, creating content and optimizing it and distributing it amongst multiple channels and tracking the performance and what impact content can have on your website or your business. So it's a science, and it's getting its fair share of respect these days, primarily led by Google that released, of course, the Panda release that shook up the industry and really made some made us all of a sudden be very cognizant of aware of good quality content versus duplicate crappy content, you know, harvested on farms, you know, in that distinction. So
okay. And just for the listening audience regarding Google's Panda update, they came out with an update last year. Can you talk about that and the impact?
Sure. Panda is top of mind for anybody in the SEO and the SEM sort of industry, and it basically, you know, for starters, Google releases algorithms through various releases and has historically throughout the year. Panda was a release that came out in about February of last year, and it essentially was a quality filter. That's the best way to describe it.
Yeah. Okay.
And it surveys data to determine desirable and undesirable website characteristics. And basically, it penalizes sites with low-quality duplicate content, and it rewards sites with high-quality content tracked with all kinds of variables like social media, time on site, duplicate content factors, and many more. And what it meant essentially is that we had to rethink, you know, SEO and search engine optimization practice, and sort of there's a whole list of things that are sort of, you know, now important and relevant that you should be doing, and all kinds of things that you shouldn't be doing. So.
Okay. It's kind of ironic. I remember when Google first came out, and when I was in graduate school about 10 years ago, a little over 10 years ago in the late 90s, that in academia, that's all we really used because Yahoo didn't give us all the information we need and several others. But for academic research, the foundation was, ironically, go to Google because they can find the articles. And it's kind of after, well, 11 or 12 years later, they say, hey, yeah, it has to be original. It needs to have this criteria, and it's back to what their foundation is. So it's kind of funny after 12 years that they, hey, we're going to judge things on this particular criteria, which they began with over 12 years ago when they first started out. So it's a good thing for your business because your business is all about writers and content marketing. So I guess I'm going to start with, I'm going to play you a little infomercial. It's about 3 minutes long, and then we'll dive into writer access. Okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. In 1 second.
Let's face it. You need great writers you can depend on. But finding them and managing them is a full-time job. On top of the job you're already doing. That's where Writer Access comes in. It's an online marketplace trusted by thousands of customers. Simply make a $50 deposit that's directly applied to your first order. And start finding the perfect writer for your assignment. Use advanced search to find writers with the exact experience you need. Try casting calls to screen and find writers appropriate for your business. View top-rated writers selected by our editors. Check out the profiles and samples of writers and contact them directly. Add your favorite writers to a love list for direct orders. Placing orders is fast and easy. Simple orders let you test writers and then add them to your love list. Fixed rate price orders allow you to set the budget not to exceed. Pay per word orders are the most popular, prices that can't be beat. You set the price and word count for each title in your order. Choose the star rating of the writer eligible for your orders. And select a writer or group of writers that pick up your order. First come, first served. Select the order type, such as a blog or a press release. Create master instructions with attachments for style guides or samples. Drop in the titles you want created and any details for each title. Add in the SEO keyword requirements for each title. Set your timeline and milestones for pickup, approval, and delivery. And try our editing service that saves you lots of time. Click Place Order to start the workflow. Approving and managing orders is also easy. Email notifications help you track orders from start to finish. Check your open orders that writers have not yet picked up, or view orders in progress to see how writers are tracking along. Review pending approval orders to make sure they meet your requirements, and request an unlimited number of revisions for your approval. Exporting and publishing orders is easy with one-click publishing for WordPress, HubSpot, and more. But that's just the beginning of why Writer Access is the best resource on the web. All of our writers and editors are pre-screened, tested, and US-based. They earn star ratings from customer reviews and algorithmic scores. You can order just about anything you need and specify the date you need to complete. You can also hire proofreaders and editors metered by the minute to get the high-quality content you demand and set up order templates, custom orders, or special requests. Best of all, a content strategist is assigned to your account. And if you're not delighted for any reason, you don't pay. Protected by an escrow account. So start growing your business organically, a writer access way. With a small army of professional writers that will have a big impact on your business. All powered by Writer Access, a service of Idea Launch.
By the way, it was a great video.
Well, kind of I can only imagine the patience that people have in hearing it. It's when you're seeing it, it's a little bit more fun. When you're listening to it, it's I would just had a gun to my head, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that these words. We're going to endure this, but it. Thanks for the compliments. Personally, I think it's a little bit long and it's a little bit complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of a video where we're actually stripping it down as we speak. We have a whole new brand we're actually rolling out in the next couple of weeks. A new look for the website, a new video tour, and some new things we've rolled out. They're going to be really exciting. But thanks for playing that, Tim. It maybe gives people a sketch at least with what we do.
Yeah, it kind of walks through the whole process from the beginning to the end. And I guess we can kind of just take it real quick from the from writers. Where do you get all these writers from? I mean, I've been seeing your name for the last couple of months since Christmas all over the web. Writer Access, and I say, oh my gosh, they are all over the place. Every time you click on something, you're there.
Well, thanks for that too. Writer Access is a really needed tool in the marketplace. That's the bottom line. And finding writers and recruiting them and screening them and it's very challenging. It's hard to do. As to your question, we've been working with literally thousands of writers now for more than a decade, and we've learned how to screen them, and that's really what Writer Access brings to the table. We get as many as 10 to 50 applicants a day that apply on Writer Access. There's no shortage of good talent out there, but you really need a systematic approach to weeding out, the talent that really are spot on and can deliver every time, from the talent that are maybe learning or trying to get experience to advance their career, and are delivering time, every single time that the results customers are really demanding these days. And writing's changing as well. There's a whole knowledge base of that. So screening is, to answer your question, we have really good screening techniques, and writers really, it's been a lot of word of mouth. They hear about how great of a job we're doing in representing them. We have screening tests, physical manual tests they have to take. We have an algorithm that scores writers based upon customer reviews and the number of projects they've completed and the scores for those projects. We have star level ranking of writers, which really helps us align price points and value propositions with customers in determining pay-per-click prices, pay-per-word prices that are in order for the skill level of the writers that we're representing. So it's complicated. There's a lot going on, but that just overall helps people understand how complicated this, screening of writer process really is.
So when you do the screening, they take a physical test online or something. Can you explain how that's done, or they just do a written test, or?
Yep, it's an online test they have to take, and they, have it's timed so we get a sense for, what the duration it takes them to complete the answers, and we could even conceivably look at, potential fraud happening with a test. I mean, you never really know. It's an online test. Who's actually taking the test? But if somebody, aces a test and then doesn't deliver on customer satisfaction, we know there's probably some bad play involved. But really what we're finding is writers actually like taking the test, and they like seeing an answer, the correct answer when they get something wrong. And there's a written component to it as well that they have to submit. So it's a very, very difficult test. There's 44 questions on the test. Most people are only getting about half of them right, believe it or not, a majority of them. We made it incredibly difficult. So I thought your listeners might find that interesting.
Wow. So once they do the test, you guys score it. And then that kind of gives you an idea if there's going to be a good fit for your company, or they have to make another step. So that is what you look for. Then you make the judgment if you're going to allow them in as a writer.
Well, before they even get a chance to take the test, we look at their profile and their application, a physical application that they fill out on the site. Once we look at that and their credentials look good, their samples look good, very important for us. then we bring them into the opportunity to then take the test. If they pass the test, the next hurdle is completing their profile. And they need to upload an image. They need writing samples in each of their areas. And then once they pass that hurdle, the third and final hurdle, then we put them live in our pool. And being live in the pool means that customers can search for them and find them, look for different skill sets, and customers can add them to their love list, which our algorithm is also tracking. The more customers that add you to your love list, the more you potentially raise your star ranking. And the star ranking is another whole subject in itself. Based upon the test results and the profile, we assign people a introductory star level. We have 5 total stars, but we only operate 2 through 5. So you might get approved for an initial 3-star ranking based upon your profile.
Okay.
And your test results and everything else involved. But as you successfully complete projects and as customers add you to their love list and as you successfully complete projects for those customers, the algorithm raises your star level with the number of activities based upon something we created ourselves. So you could move up from a 3-star to a 4-star, which means you're then eligible for higher paying assignments at the 4-star level.
Okay.
So that's how it works.
Okay, and what type of projects with these different levels? I know they can do press releases. Can you talk about the different products?
Sure. It's so wide and vast, it's crazy to even generalize. But, articles, blog posts, workbooks, guides, papers, white papers, PowerPoint, revisions, copywriting, web copywriting, SEO writing, just you name it, anything that's created content-wise, you can get created in the platform. And you basically log on, and we have a number of different ways, so you can get all this stuff created, to answer your question. Yep, so there's your answer. Anything.
Regarding copyright, how do we know if they're not taking the information from something else that is maybe obscure and giving the client something that's already been written and copyright or whatever, published somewhere else? Is there a certain test that within your system kind of say, hey, this has been checked by some type of system or program?
Mm-hmm. Yes, CopyScape originality verification is part of the platform.
Okay.
When a writer submits an article, it is always run through CopyScape as part of our service for customers.
Okay.
And if CopyScape detects matching, it will actually first kick it back to the writer and say, we want you to alarm, it looks like you have a duplicate content problem here. Please verify that you've sourced the content. So we don't even allow content to get to our customers that doesn't pass through CopyScape originality.
Okay.
But inevitably, writers are researching on the web, and that's just how writers work these days. They research on the web, they come up with ideas and or copy and content, and they revamp that and revise that and put that in their own methodology. When writers do that, we ask them to source the content so they're disclosing where they may have researched the information.
Okay.
And when, therefore, a customer, sees some potential overlap and duplication, they open up a CopyScape originality report that we generate, and it shows exactly which words in the article that's been presented to the customer match what is perceived to be picked up at some other website, and it grays out the type that is of concern, so the customer can analyze whether it was an exact duplication, which our engine would never let go through, or whether there was just a few words that matched. So in other words, the customer can look at that and audit that and say, oh, looks, so what, these other sites, use the same words. There isn't, blatant duplication over here, but it is important that a customer have that resource in their bag of tricks to analyze quality content and to see where things may have been sourced.
Okay. also, do you normally go through, I know you mentioned white papers and blog articles, and do you do newspaper articles as well, and those can be syndicated?
Well, any customer can buy news, any type of asset, and do with that asset what they want. To answer your question, yes, we do have customers. We have about 2,000 customers now in Writer Access that are actively using the platform.
Wow.
And it's just in all of this in 1 year. We're just now one year and one month into the launch of the property. Yes, there are actual publishers using Writer Access to basically work with writers. Matter of fact, we have some customers that like the platform so much, they're actually bringing their own writers into the platform and having them work through Writer Access and get paid through Writer Access because of things like Copyscape originality verification, also the ability to payroll writers and manage that whole process. Also, the ability to reject certain articles that don't meet standards. We have editorial features in Writer Access. We also have all kinds of APIs that will publish content, for example, directly to like a WordPress blog or HubSpot blog, or distribute your articles, Adobe Business Catalyst, Compendium. You know, we have this technology, this API technology built inside of Writer Access that with one click will push it out to your private account, you know, your private login over on your WordPress blog. So it saves people a lot of time and allows them to manage projects much better and publish content more efficiently without having to copy and paste and remember if you published it or not, and particularly for people publishing a high volume of content.
Okay. So API type app will push that out through WordPress and HubSpot and so forth. So you or type whatever the type pad, so you don't have to import the information yourself. You just one click and it shoots it over.
Correct. Yep. Joomla, Drupal, yep. Exactly.
Okay. Any features for SEO? Can you highlight a keyword and say, hey, Writer, I need you to focus on this, and before the person gets approved with that keyword, is that tested in your system as well, or can be tested?
Yep. We have a component that when you place an order, you enter master instructions, and you enter then the titles of, say, 5 blog posts you want to have created. And with each of those 5 blog posts, you can put in special instructions for each of those blog posts. You can also put in required keywords, additional keywords, and even SEO requirement notes that you may have regarding keyword density you're looking for, or instructions on how frequently or infrequently to use those keywords. The required keywords, there's 2 batches of keywords you can enter. One is required keywords and one is additional, as I just mentioned.
Okay.
But the required keywords, the writer can't submit the article back to you unless those required keywords are used. And so that's how that works. The additional keywords, a lot of clients are using as just sort of a dumping ground for other keywords they'd like to see a writer use. It's not required or mandatory, but it's almost like the writer earns more points, if you will, by making you happy that you're using some of the other keywords that are additional keywords in more of a natural setting.
Okay. And I know the early in the broadcast, they can get unlimited number of revisions. So if they're not happy with that first copy, they get unlimited number of revisions to make it perfect to their liking?
That's correct. And you only pay for content that you are, in the end of the day, satisfied with.
Okay. So you just put in a deposit at the very beginning to get the work started. And once you make the final approval, then that's when the person gets paid.
That's correct. Yeah, you're basically making an escrow, a $50 escrow deposit at Writer Access towards your first order. And that is basically how the platform pretty much works.
Okay.
So you can spend, you can get a full refund if you're not happy with that $50, or you can deposit more money, obviously, if you're happy, and you basically pay as you go. The more you order, the more you need to pay for in advance, but you only release that funding and, you know, officially pay for it when you're satisfied with what's been delivered.
Okay. Last few questions real quick. So what is the average cost of an article? Is it by so many words or by each word? Or can you give a set amount, how much this moment would cost a person to write maybe an article post or a press release or a white paper?
Sure. So on Writer Access, the best and truest answer for that is to go to Writer Access, and we have a pricing button on there.
Okay.
And you can click on pricing, and then you can mess around with the star level of what you're looking for, and then mess around with a word count. A four-star writer that's 100 words would be $6.15.
Wow.
A couple 300 words would be $17.44. 500-word article for a level four writer would be like $28. So these prices are very affordable, and that's a four-star writer. I mean, a five-star writer would go up to maybe $37 for a 500-word article. So the prices are affordable. Now, let me put a big asterisk and footnote that on saying the price points that we are working on working off of here, namely the price per word, is designed for projects that are fairly easy to create, that could be created by, researching on the web or created, to specification, using whatever requirements and specifications you put in the assignment order. But there are projects that very simply are bigger projects that require more research time, that require a greater degree of skill and proficiency and are therefore more marketable, and should justifiably be a higher price. So in Writer Access, we have something called, rather than price per word, which is what I'm talking about, we have something called fixed rate prices.
Okay.
And our team can help customers, determine what a fair market value price would be, say, for the copy on your homepage, of your website, where conversion is very important to you. You're spending $5,000 or $10,000 a month on pay-per-click, and every word on your website is critical, and the whole structure of that page is critical, and you very simply need to hire a professional copywriter that could be at a billable rate of $75 an hour, to begin, first of all, researching, what you've done, what your competitor's doing, what your value proposition is, et cetera, and then developing some recommendations on this is what I think we should do, is sort of a rough draft approach, with knowing there's going to be some back and forth. So those projects we can accommodate. We believe in that Writer Access market position is not just cheap, down and dirty content. But it's also higher end content from professional copywriters, from white paper writers. The average white paper cost is between $2,000 and $5,000 for 2,000 words, right? And this is a B2B company like Iron Mountain or Hosting.com or a company that is trying to win a $100,000 piece of business and to impress a prospect customer with a very intelligent white paper that explains a very, complex problem and strips it down and makes it simple and offers a value proposition. And it would typically take a writer, between 20 and even 60 or 80 hours worth of time to create that white paper. Interviewing other managers in the company and understanding what the process and the procedure is currently and how this white paper is going to educate and acclimate people. I mean, these are the types of content assets that are being created as we speak. Every minute of the day, there are new assets rolling out on the web. So you need to think differently about content if you really want to get into the high-end work, and Writer Access has the ability and has the writers to help customers with that if they want. But if you just have a simple order, that's okay too. You can place a simple order or get a blog post written, an article, anything. I mean, our price, we stand behind our price per word orders, and we do tens of thousands of them every month.
Wow. Well, on the four- and five-star writers, kind of give us an idea what is the four- and five-star writers. You mentioned it earlier, but in more detail, I'm sure that they're your top-of-the-line writers, but kind of tell us, where are these people coming from that's going to be a five-star writer?
So the you know, it's not too different a conversation than we were having about, you know, the type, the complexity of the work that is actually being created. The only thing new I would add is that, you know, there are various levels of proficiency for writers, and, you know, we think we do a pretty good job of explaining that level of proficiency. You know, and it's hard to put words on it. It's hard to even, you know, describe it, to be truthful, but it has everything to do with knowledge and experience in a particular industry. That's one of the first criterions that you have to really understand. Is this writer super knowledgeable, you know, in the industry that you want them to have knowledge on? So that's one of the distinctions. You know, having a professional background, having a portfolio is critical.
Okay.
You know, having a wide variety of assets in your portfolios. We look at client testimonials, obviously, you know, grasp of the language, and even the local language. Those are some of the variables that we look at. You know, when I say local, I mean talking to particular customers and using the language of those customers. And having, a clear, concise writing style. You know, the higher you jump up in the ranks with level five, and, you know, the more they understand, you know, search engines and the human audience, and, you know, the importance of making something appear, you know, or appeal in the social media sphere, and experience in that. Writing styles come into play. You know, have they ever written a style guide, or do they understand what a style guide is? So there's so many variables, so many different types of writers. Hopefully that gives you a feeling for what we look at when we rate people, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 star. You know, our algorithm and our customer reviews are trying to get under the skin of how good this writer really is.
Okay, great. And also, you mentioned languages. Are your writers also proficient in different languages, Japanese or French or German, if they need something written that way?
At the moment, no. We focus exclusively on the U.S. market, and all of our writers are U.S.-based.
Okay.
But there is expansion in mind, and we look forward to that opportunity.
Okay. And before we close, about ghostwriters on if a person who wants a book, then that's a fixed type project. So if they wanted to create a biography or something about themselves or a biography, you have writers in place that would do that type of project on a fixed cost, or?
We do. It's we have something in Writer Access called Casting Call.
Okay.
And Casting Call is a really cool tool that connects customers directly with writers and allows them to kind of pitch what they want. So you could go in and launch a casting call for free, even after you pay your $50, you know, towards your first order. It doesn't cost anything to launch a casting call. You'd want to explain to the, you know, to the potential writers what you're trying to do and what budget you have in mind for it and how many hours you think it would take them to complete the work. And, you know, and then you sort of send that casting call out, and it's kind of like a job posting, basically. Writers get back to you and say, choose me. You know, I really want to do that. I have time on my hands. It sounds like you've got an interesting story you're telling. You know, choose me. And then you would engage that writer. You'd probably then want to show, you'd come to an agreement with what the scope of the project is. You'd then want to upload your manuscript or your Word document or whatever you have completed to date so that writer can take a look at what you have done, completed so far. So they can start to get a feel for how much actual work from their perspective would be involved in it. And you sort of communicate in the platform back and forth with these writers.
Okay.
And learn from them their perspective and what budget they would need, and, you know, and then that will give you a starting point to consider Writer Access for a solution like you described.
Okay, great. Well, in closing, anything you would like to add about Writer Access or about the other products that you have before we say how to contact you?
No, I was going to try to offer your audience a discount, a fun discount. if they make up a code for me right now, if you want, for your fans, and I will give them an additional 20. I'll make it an odd number so we can distinguish. But let's say I'll give somebody $27 if they make a $50 deposit, leaving them with $77, Ray Bork's number. I'm a hockey player. So I'll give them a $77 credit at Writer Access if they use promo code. What promo code would you like to use for your audience?
Why don't we just use BTL, Blog Talk Radio.
BTO77.
Okay.
BTR, actually, right?
BTL.
BTL, okay, got it.
BTL.
BTL77.
Great.
So when you sign up at Writer Access, I'm going to go activate it as we speak right now. It'll be active at the end of the show here. BTL, did I get that right?
Yeah.
BTL77, and that will give somebody a $27 bonus on top of their $50 credit to try Writer Access out. Obviously, if you, for some reason, requested a refund, we'd only give you $50 back, so you're not going to make $27 on the transaction. for those clever SEO and wizards on the web, but we're happy to accommodate. We just have an unbelievably high success rate, and we're growing like crazy, primarily with word-of-mouth marketing, so we're just really excited about what we're doing.
Great. I really appreciate you coming to the program, Byron. Again, Byron White with Writer Access, Ideal Launch, right? Is your parent company?
Right. Parent company is Ideal Launch, where we launch ideas we think will make the world a better place, and Writer Access is one of them that's just really growing like crazy now. So thanks for having me on, Tim. Really, really appreciate it.
Great, no problem. So how can we contact you again?
I'm reachable, Byron@writeraccess.com. Happy to accommodate. I love talking with customers and prospect customers and anybody, really. I'm an idea guy. I'm the chief idea officer of Idea Launch. So feel free to reach out to me anytime. I'm Byron White on Twitter, or I'm Byron@writeraccess.com is a fine place to reach me. Byron@idealaunch.com, but just make it simple, Byron@writeraccess.com. Happy to accommodate anybody that tunes in to with interest to what we're doing.
Okay, writeraccess.com is the website. Byron, thank you for joining the program.
Pleasure. Thanks again, Tim. Thanks, everyone, for listening. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You bet.
This program is another production of Financing Your Business by Apple Capital Group. This episode can be downloaded from Blog Talk Radio / Apple Capital Group page, iTunes, Podfeed, and Podcast. Or you can go to our site, which is blog.applecapitalgroup. For more information on small business management, financing, marketing, SEO, please see our site. Thank you for joining the program today, and we wish you have a great day. Another production of Apple Capital Group.